We must act out passion before we can feel it. A quote by Jean-Paul Sartre. I think it's time for a good old-fashioned motivational speech to pick up your spirits and to re-energize you in this process of doing self-actualization work, of really working on your life. You know, when I originally conceived of actualize.org, I actually thought that a lot more of my episodes would be devoted to motivational type speaking. And then what happened over the years is that there's just so many topics. At this point, I have so many hundreds of very deep technical topics that I'm covering. My topics are becoming more and more technical, more nuanced. They require more preparation, a lot more thought, more research. And as I got into that, you know, these are the meaty topics. Those are good. But actually, you know, for most people, what they really need is to get the basic right mindset in place for how to actually just follow through and do personal development and stay on the path without falling off. Because one of the hardest things is falling off the path. And because I'm delivering technical content a lot of times, I just kind of forget to talk about the motivational aspects, kind of like the vision and the hope, and also some consolation for those of you who are in the trenches and are feeling stuck and are feeling like, man, this work is so hard and I'm not getting the results that I was expecting. The results are taking more work than I expected. They're taking longer than you expected. Yeah, of course. This is tough, tough, tough work. And one of the challenges that when you see me up here, just a talking head, talking about some technical topic or analyzing something, of course, it looks easy, right? In many ways, the easiest part of my job is standing here before you, before the camera, and just spouting my mouth off. That's the easiest part. The hardest part is all the stuff you don't see me doing behind the scenes, all the work that I do on myself. And it's challenging. Sometimes it's really challenging. Sometimes I want to quit. But then I remember my vision. I remember why I'm really doing this. I reconnect. And it's that ability to reconnect or to console yourself when you're feeling down, you're feeling depressed. Maybe you have a terrible work day. Maybe you were doing something, then you screwed up. Maybe you have a big ego backlash after a nice long string of good meditation sessions, or you have some big epiphany, some mystical experience, and then you come crashing down the next week. You know, that happens. And that's when you get the most discouraged. That's when you most want to quit. So this speech is intended for those of you who have already started the journey, but are still shaky. For those of you who are in the trenches, but maybe are feeling down and depressed and feeling, oh man, maybe I should quit. Maybe you're doubting yourself, like this isn't really going to work. Is the stuff Leo talking about, is it just all pipe dreams and it's just for people who are not like me? Or maybe it's just like a probability thing where it's like, yeah, maybe 5% of people who watch actualize.org will get the results and the other 95% never will, because it's just a like a roll of the dice. It's just a gamble. It's not a gamble at all. It completely depends on how you use your mind and how you think about these things, which is why this speech is necessary. And I hope it helps you out. And I hope that next time that you get stuck, which of course you will, if you're not stuck right now, you will be, don't worry. You'll be stuck many, many, many times on this journey. Because this whole journey, it's not some piece of your life. It is your entire fucking life. The only question is, do you recognize that yet? For some people, they start off and it's just a piece. It's just a hobby. But then it starts to consume your entire life. Then your whole life becomes it. Or really, you just realize that that's what your life has been all along. It's just that you weren't awake to it, and now you have become. And now you start to take the process into your own hands, and you start to do it more consciously than just accidentally, the way that you were doing it before, the way that your family members are doing it, the way that your coworkers or your friends are doing it. So here's the thing you got to really understand about this, is that life is hard. No matter how you slice it, life is hard. Sometimes it's just really, really hard. And that's life. But life is also magical. It can be extraordinary. With the caveat that it will never be magical or extraordinary to you if all you do in life is play video games, watch TV, click around on the internet, hang around with your friends, and go to work at McDonald's. You're not going to tap into any of the magic of life if that's the kind of life that you're trying to lead. Not possible. You're only going to get from life what you put into it. So if you haven't been getting the thing that is making you feel passionate about life, making you feel energized every time you wake up in the morning, making you feel like life is magical and amazing and you're so thankful for it and you're so grateful for it and you love it and you see the beauty of it, you see the profundity of it, and it just completely blows you away. If that's not your life, that's because you simply haven't put in what is necessary to be put in to get that out of life. This is not an accident thing. This is not that some people are lucky to have that and other people are not lucky to have that. No, it's all about what are you putting in? And you might think like, well, but I am putting in, I'm going to work and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. No, you're not putting in nearly enough. You have to put your whole soul into your life. It's not life that's supposed to give you your soul. You put your life in, you put your soul into your life, and then your life will reflect the soul and passion and dedication and spirit that you put into it. You have to infuse your life with spirit. It certainly won't do that for you. The way that our society is structured, you have to understand, is that it's extremely low consciousness. It targets the most gross materialistic levels of life. It covers the lowest common denominator in society, which is utter mediocrity with no magic to it whatsoever. It's people leading lives of quiet desperation and many times loud desperation. So that's what you'll get as the default if you don't do something different. And the problem here is that our society has become so easy these days, and you've been growing up for the last 10, 20, 30 years of your life sucking on society's tit. You're completely disconnected from real survival. You don't appreciate it at all because our society masks and hides that entire process. You don't build your own shelter. You don't brave the elements outdoors. You don't travel using your own two feet. You don't butcher your own food. You don't hunt your own animals. You don't grow your own crops. You see, you're completely disconnected from all of this. All of this is just given to you. And in exchange, what you do is you go to work at McDonald's from 9 to 5 to get all that. And that might seem like that's a good bargain because you know what? You could hyper-specialize. You can be the hamburger flipper at McDonald's, or maybe you do the French fry cooker thing. And hey, you know, that's easy. That's easy to learn. You can just do that, repeat every single day. But then your life becomes that. It becomes this mind-numbing factory work. And you're completely disconnected from how that connects to actual survival. You don't even realize that life is this constant process of fighting for the chance just to breathe, just to wake up every morning. This is an act of survival. This is not something to be taken for granted. Animals who live in the wild, or human beings who live in the wild, they are deeply connected to nature. They are deeply connected to this process of survival. And this is extremely important because otherwise what happens, you get very soft, you get very lazy, and you start to just expect society to give you stuff. It's the exact same problem that you see with rich kids who are the children of millionaires and billionaires, and they just get giant estates, the sort of Paris Hiltons of the world. And I mean, she's actually become sort of successful, but there are many people like her who have no success whatsoever because all they do is they just live off the money, sucking on society's tit. But see, it's not just the rich kids, it's the poor kids. It doesn't matter if you're poor or if you're middle class, you are still completely sucking on society's tit because society is providing for your food, for your shelter, for your electricity, for your internet, for your entertainment, for almost everything, for your medical care. And it might seem like that's a great thing, but actually, see, it's paradoxical and counterintuitive because the human being is a creature who actually degrades from lack of challenge and lack of work. And by work here, I don't mean going to McDonald's. That's not real work. That's bullshit. That's factory work. And if you're not employed by McDonald's, but you're a programmer at some other company, it doesn't matter. There's no difference between someone who works at McDonald's and earns like, what, $15,000, $20,000 a year on minimum wage, or someone who works at a big company doing some sort of routine programmer work who might earn $100,000 a year. You think that there's a difference because you earn five times more than the McDonald's guy? It makes no difference. You're still going and working at McDonald's. It's just not called McDonald's. It's called something else. And it makes you think like, oh, I'm doing better than McDonald's. But no, you're not. Not at all. There's still no passion in your life. You're not really putting any soul into your life. You're not taking ownership for your own life. You're disconnected from the process of survival. See, when you're really faced with true survival, your life is on the line, and everything becomes very serious all of a sudden. There's no room for being lazy, slacking off, laying on the couch, watching marathons of TV shows, and clicking around on the internet. There's none of that kind of shit. Life and death have a way of cutting all that kind of crap out of your life and making things very simple and very stark. And then all of a sudden you're engaged. You see, you got to be engaged with life. That's the biggest thing that people are missing these days, is that engagement, because they're so complacent. They're way too comfortable for their own good. And I notice it happening in myself as well, because as I have become more successful with my businesses and with actualize.org and with how many people I have as subscribers and all that sort of stuff, and the kind of little bit of fame that I have, whatever that might be worth, and whatever kind of recognition that I get from people that I help, you know, that stuff, it all goes to your head. And then you get kind of lazy, you get complacent about it. You get more and more disconnected from survival. What I love about entrepreneurship is that when you're starting your own small business, it all depends on you. It all hinges on you. And it really feels like, oh yeah, this is a little bit of what survival is like. You feel that. But then again, I look at most people who try to start businesses and they have no chance. They have no chance of survival in business because they don't really know what it's like to survive. They don't. They have as much chance starting a successful business as they have chance at being dropped off into the Canadian wilderness in the tundra and living there and surviving for a month. They won't be able to do it. They'll die. Because human beings have domesticated themselves. We are our own worst enemies. We take lions, we put them into zoos, and then those lions can't hunt anymore. Well, what do you think you are? You are a lion who's been put into an apartment, into a little box, and now you live there in your little room. What's the difference between your room and a prison cell? Very little difference. The only real difference, if you think about it, is that the prisoner in the prison cell, he has a little bit more rules about when he can leave his room. That's about it. And he eats worse food than you. That's about it. That's really the only difference for most people. That's not life. That's prison. Just because you don't have jail bars across your windows doesn't mean you haven't put yourself into your own jail of your own construction. What needs to happen for you to get serious about self-actualization is that you need to take your own life back into your own hands, and you need to get back in touch with that element of survival. And maybe what that means for you is you actually go out and you spend a week living in the Canadian tundra and you see what that's like. Or you don't need to do that. Maybe you start your own business or whatever. Maybe you don't even start your own business, but at the very least, you seize control back. And there's a certain kind of seriousness that comes with that. It's like, I'm not fucking around with my life anymore the way I used to. Because when you're fucking around with your life, you're playing video games, you're eating bad food, you're being lazy, you're just kind of like going with the flow. And here you say, no, I want to live a kind of life where I challenge myself. Even when there's no direct need for me to challenge myself, I recognize that the best kind of life that I can live is one in which I'm really connected with my survival every single day. So it starts there. And that's a moment where you got to sit down with yourself and you really got to reevaluate your whole life. And you got to say, okay, I've been stuck in this rut, just kind of like going through the motions of life, and I'm tired of it. It causes me all this suffering. I'm not really satisfied. Yeah, I'm playing these video games, but they're hollow. I'm going to the movies, but they're hollow. I'm doing my work, but it's hollow. Everything is hollow. It's not what I intuit life can be. And then you say, I'm going to mobilize myself. I know there's more to life. And I know that it's going to take some hard work to tap into that. And I'm ready. I'm finally ready to go and tap into that by doing the hard work. That helps a lot, because most people have a very wrong notion of what the good life is. The good life is not what you think it is. The good life is a life where you are on your edge, pushing yourself, challenging yourself, where it's hard. Not the easy life. The easy life is not the good life. The easy life is the mediocre life, which everybody else has, and they're miserable. And they don't even have a clue as to how much they're really missing. They will never know because they never work towards it. They just assume that the mediocre life is all there can be because they're just going along with the herd. They're going down the path of least resistance. So you start to accept that the good life is actually the challenging life. You start to realize the counterintuitive idea that actually the easy life is the hard life. You don't want that. And that actually the challenging life is going to ultimately turn out to be the easiest and the most rewarding. And that's what you want. And then you bite the bullet that self-actualization is going to be hard. And that it's not some gimmick that you're doing for the next year or two to get something you wanted, to just scratch some little itch that you have, but it's a lifelong process. Because that's what life is. It's a growth process. It's not about enjoying comforts. It's about growing. It's about discovering the truth. It's about becoming more conscious. It's about overcoming all your inner demons and personal limitations. And so what you need to do is you need to accept that and also to remind yourself of that. So if you're already in the trenches doing this work, you're meditating, you're self-inquiring, you're working on your life purpose, all this sort of stuff that I talk about, great. But keep reminding yourself, because your mind will easily forget and it'll fall back into that old expectation of like, oh, well, but all my friends aren't really doing anything. It looks like their life is so much easier. And then you'll tend to want to like go back to that kind of life. You got to remind yourself that you're working for something much bigger, and that, of course, that's going to require a bigger investment from you. And that's okay. Because you realize that nothing good is possible without discipline. And discipline is a huge problem, because Society today completely discounts discipline. And in fact, everything that society tries to sell you is designed to help you to avoid taking any kind of discipline for yourself. Everything is supposed to make your life easier, such that you need no discipline whatsoever, but then you become a lazy slug, and that's what your life turns into. And then what you got to do is you got to start to trust in the principles. As you work the path, as you follow through this process, as you meditate, as you go through your life purpose, as you work on your relationships and your emotions and all this other stuff that you're working on, there are some key principles that you want to write down and you want to return to over and over again when you're in your most dire need for them, when you're the most depressed, when you're the most hopeless. You want to trust in the principle of radical open-mindedness, that will ultimately lead you to something amazing in life. And you want to keep opening your mind, trusting that that will lead to good stuff, even though you're not quite sure where it might lead. And maybe sometimes it even scares you how open-minded you're becoming. But you push through that anyways because you're relying on this principle. Your life is not lived by your whims, but it's based on solid strategic principles, which what I'm telling you now and what I've talked about for years now across various episodes. I try to introduce these different principles to you. Trust in the principle that exploring hundreds of diverse perspectives, studying them, thinking about them, contemplating, that this is something that will be extremely valuable for you in the long run in your life, and that it will lead and open up, it'll lead to new opportunities that you never imagined possible. It'll open new doors for you. And you got to remind yourself of that, because as you're studying all these diverse perspectives, of course, you're going to feel confused. You're going to feel conflicted. You're going to feel like you don't know which perspective is the right perspective or which one you should follow. That's when you got to console yourself by telling yourself the principle at work here is going to pull through in the end. Trust in truth. Trust in unconditional love. Trust in beauty. Trust that these things you can rely on for the rest of your life. And that if you honestly, genuinely pursue those every single day, that something truthful and loving and beautiful will come out of that. That's not so far-fetched. Trust in the importance of existential investigation. The idea that you don't just skim the surface of things, but you go down to the core, you try to penetrate as deeply as possible and try to really wonder, what is a thing? What is existence? What is life? Try to connect your life to the most cosmically significant things that there are, rather than to the shallow, superficial, flimsy stuff. Trust in the principle of consciousness and awareness. Trust that consciousness and awareness is one of the most important things in life. And that as long as you're growing your consciousness and your awareness every single day, in every single situation, that something remarkable will come from that in the end. You're not sure what yet, but you can intuit that something remarkable will come from that. Trust in life purpose and in passion. Trust that giving your life a sense of purpose and focus and direction at the cost of excluding other things, that ultimately that will pay off for you. Trust in your nascent passions and grow them and slowly cultivate them, and trust that if you follow your passions and you cultivate them week after week after week for years, something remarkable will come from that. With passion, it's like priming a pump. You know, the first few pumps that you make, they don't produce much. But after you pump it, pump it, pump it, then it's primed. And then every pump you put in, it gives you some water. That's how those old-fashioned pumps used to work at your grandfather's farm. See? It wasn't that you pump and then you get water. It's like, no, you pump, you pump, you pump, you pump, you pump for like 10, 20, 100 times, then it's primed. Once it's primed, then every pump gives you water. That's how passion works. At first, you don't really have a strong passion, and you start to pump and pump and pump on it, and it, you know, nothing happens. So you got to have the vision that something will happen ultimately, in the same way that a pump is primed. Because you, if you expected water at one of those old-fashioned pumps just from the first two pumps, and you didn't get it, well, you would get despondent and depressed, and you would quit, and you'd say, oh, damn that thing, it's a failure. It's not a failure. It's just that you're not thinking of it the right way. Building your passion for life is one of the most important things. Because that's ultimately what you want from life. A good life is one where you're passionate about everything that you're doing. And how do you get there? Is it by buying a bunch of stuff? Is it by living in a great house? Is it by moving to a cool city? Is it by having a hot girlfriend or a nice husband? No. Of course not. The passion is what you bring to the situation. It's not about what material objects give you or how they make you feel. It's not about buying a fancy, fast sports car and then being passionate about having it. That's not passion. Passion is coming from you. It's coming from the inside to the outside, not from the outside to the inside. Passion is not something you're given by watching a movie or playing a video game. Passion is what you bring into your work. Or it's the thing you bring into the movie or the video game. You're watching the movie, you're playing the video because you're passionate. Which is not how most people do it. Trust in the power of vision as a principle. Vision is an incredible thing. People think that vision, oh, well, yeah, you can just sit on your couch and you can imagine stuff all day long, but nothing's going to happen. You're not going to become rich. These sorts of people, they completely misunderstand the power of vision. To actually be able to sit on your couch and to visualize very clearly and definitely what you want in your life, this is a key skill. And it will get you more than you can possibly imagine. If you can't imagine it, it's hard for you to get it. So developing a strong imagination and being able to vision deliberately and clearly, this is a lot harder than people think. This is real work. It takes real work to vision things out. Without vision, you're not going to get anywhere in life. You're not going to be able to self-actualize because you need to be able to see that all this stuff that you're investing right now is going to pay off later. People without vision can't see that. They can't keep themselves motivated, inspired through all the tough times. It's when you're in your toughest moment that you need the vision the most. So if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling like something in your life's not working, if you feel like your life purpose is fucked right now, or if you feel like you got fired from your job and now you're feeling hopeless, or you're feeling like you've been meditating and nothing is working for you, go back to your vision. Slow yourself down, go back to your original vision, and make it stronger in your mind. Reconnect with it emotionally, not just logically. Your vision should be so strong it can make you cry. That's how strong your vision should be. And if you can't hit that point, you're really not visioning. And you can definitely hit that point. But that requires some soul searching. You have to find what is it within you that wants to connect with life at such a deep level that it can bring tears to your eyes just thinking about it, just picturing it in your mind, what that is for you. Trust in the principle of hard work. Good old-fashioned hard work ethic. This is a super rare thing these days. I see people struggling to self-actualize and complaining about lack of discipline and all that. That's because you have no work ethic. And that's because you've been sucking on society's tit for most of your life. And even if you're not rich, even if your parents weren't rich, you were still sucking on their tit for a good long time. And this has made you lazy and soft. Commit to developing a strong work ethic. How do you do that? By fucking working hard. There's no magic solution. There's nothing I can tell you that's going to say, oh yeah, Leo, you told me something that now is going to make me a hard worker. No, you got to go fucking work hard. There's no shortcut to it. You just go do it. But again, you need the vision to make you want to do it. You need a compelling purpose to do it. You don't just work hard just for the sake of working hard. That's not what I'm saying. The hard work is the means to your vision. There's so much work for you to do to self-actualize. Work meditating, work visioning, work planning, work strategizing, work at the gym, work on your health, work on your relationship, work on your emotions, journaling and taking notes and reading. There's so much work. There's more work than you can stuff into one lifetime. When you really get serious about it. But most people, they're lazy, they don't really want to work. They will only work hard when they are forced to. If that's how you think you're going to live a good life, forget it. You have to develop the ability to make yourself work hard in precisely those situations when you don't have to, when nobody is forcing you, when there's no fire under your ass. Another principle you can trust in is extreme ownership. I used to call this 100% responsibility, but I like this phrase, extreme ownership, more. You're taking extreme ownership of your life. It's actually a phrase I gleaned from Jocko Willink, who's a ex-Navy SEAL and a motivational speaker and writer and just overall badass human being. He's all about owning your own life and being very self-disciplined and hardworking in your life. And just by doing that, you start to get remarkable results. See, most people, they don't really own their lives. They don't take responsibility for the food they put in their mouths, the information that they take in with their eyes and their ears. And they don't take ownership for their own consciousness. They don't take ownership for the people who they surround themselves with, or the place that they're living in. See, all these things, it's a pain in the ass to change these things. It takes work. So the easy thing, of course, is not to change anything. Take ownership for nothing and just sit there and whine and bitch and moan and criticize and just feel sorry for yourself. Trust in the principle of learning and reading. Do not underestimate how powerful learning and reading are in this entire process. You need to learn more, thousands of times more than what you currently know. You need to read hundreds of books. So get to work on that. Trust that something remarkable will come from that. If you don't know what to do, pick up a book, because you can always trust that by reading a book or two every single week, every single month, that will move you forward. Trust in the principle of mastery. Mastery is so important. The idea that you're going to pick one thing, you're going to work on it, you're going to master it in your life. Have something that you're mastering in your life all the time. And you can rely on spiral dynamics as a principle as well. If you know that model, I've talked about it before. It's a little bit technical, so I can't explain it here. But if you're familiar with spiral dynamics, trust that you are moving up those stages and that that's ultimately like the entire map for what you're doing in your life. You're moving up those stages. You roughly know where you are. You roughly know where you're going. You roughly know what the next stage is. You can also look ahead at stage yellow, stage turquoise, and think about what that means and what it would be like to live in those stages, and then work on that. Here's an outline for you for all success, in a nutshell. It always starts with a vision, a really compelling vision. Then, once you have that, there's the learning and research phase, where you need to do a lot of research, because when you have a new, bold, compelling vision, you're going to know how to make it happen or even what the opportunities are. So you're going to have to go learn a lot, research a lot. Then once that phase is complete, then really the hard work phase sets in. That's where you get into the trenches and you're working really hard on your vision and all the stuff that you learned in research. Now you're following up on all those leads and you're actually trying to actualize those. And that's when most people really quit. But then the next phase is building the momentum. Not only do you have to work hard for a month or a year, but you got to keep it up. Consistency there is important. And you build up your momentum slowly like a snowball rolling down a hill over and over and over again. And it starts growing and growing and growing. And the biggest enemy you're going to face here is just quitting. You're going to be so tempted to quit. Your mind is going to try to trick you to quit with any conceivable rationalization or excuse. Everything from your health to your energy levels, to your emotional system, to your financial problems, to your family obligations, to your uncertainty and your doubt, and maybe, oh, maybe there's a better life purpose. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this, maybe I should be doing that, or maybe I should just do a little bit of this and then mix it with that, and then see, you're all over the place. Your focus gets diverted by all the stuff that's happening around you. You got to refocus, keep your eye on the ball, keep building that momentum, and whatever you do, you don't quit. And then only after a long period of doing that do you finally get success. That's basically how all success is made in any field, whether in business or in spirituality or anything else. Now, of course, here the really spiritual people will come in and say, but Leo, there's nothing to do. Stop chasing. You're telling people to chase stuff. And this is all just delusion. Well, what I have to say to you is to go fuck yourself. Because this idea that there's nothing to do and to stop chasing, this is the dumbest fucking idea that I've ever heard. The most short-sighted and stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. This idea of stop chasing, there's nothing to do. You're alive because there's a ton of shit to do. Every single day, there's a ton of shit to do. And these spiritual people who think there's nothing to do, these are some fucking undeveloped motherfuckers. They're not really conscious. They're not really developed. They have misunderstood spiritual teachings to rationalize their own mediocrity and any kind of spiritual attainments that they have made. While they might be nice to some degree, they have nowhere near maxed out the possibilities, because you simply can't with that kind of lazy, stupid attitude that there's nothing to do and that anything that you're doing is some fucking form of stupid chasing and some delusion. That's not the case at all. What I encourage you to do instead is to make your life a hero's journey. Take some risk and some adventure in your life. With adventure always comes risk. There's always the risk that you're going to go down the wrong road, you're going to waste your time, you're going to do something wrong, and it's going to be a waste of your resources, your money, your energy, or whatever. But then again, it's the going on the adventure that's the fun part. That's the exciting part. That's what makes you feel alive and connected to life, is that you are on some kind of adventure. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing? To those people who think that there's nothing to do, what the hell are you doing with your life? Because if there's nothing to do, here's what's going to happen. You're going to sit on your couch watching TV and eating fucking Cheetos. That's what you're going to do. That's what's going to happen when you stop chasing. And I'm not saying there aren't excesses to chasing. Yes, there's problems with chasing. You got to make sure you're chasing the right stuff. You got to make sure you're chasing high quality stuff. And in the end, maybe at the end of that, after many, many years, maybe you'll actually realize that there is nothing to chase and there is nothing to do. But that will only come from a lifetime of some really hard work. And even then, you'll realize that when you sit and you do nothing, that you slowly die, you slowly deteriorate, you slowly become more and more of a slug. Choose to challenge yourself deliberately, precisely because it's unnecessary. And some people will say, but Leo, this is all so much work. Why do all this stuff? After all, if life is meaningless and life is purposeless and pointless, why do it all? Because what's your alternative? What are you going to get if you don't do it? you're going to get what you have now. You're going to have a mediocre kind of life. You're going to have the worst possible life. By not making this choice to accept the hero's journey, you have made your choice. You've made the choice of being a mediocre slug. So then don't be surprised if you get depressed or if you hate your life or you see other people killing it in life, but then you feel like you're less than them, you feel like a victim. Don't be surprised by that because you've made your choice. You've made your choice to be ordinary rather than extraordinary. Yes, this process of the hero's journey and self-actualization, it will be difficult. It will be a lot harder than you ever imagined. But on the other hand, it'll be a lot more rewarding than you ever imagined as well. So the two will actually compensate for each other. But yes, it will be difficult. And yes, you will be afraid, deeply afraid on this in this path, doing this work. And yes, you will be confused. And yes, you will be frustrated. And yes, you will have huge setbacks at times. And yes, you will backslide. And yes, you will feel bored by doing all this hard, grindy work. And yes, you will feel all alone in this process because you're the hero. You're on your own journey. No one's going to provide you company. And yes, you will feel misunderstood. And yes, sometimes it will feel hopeless and completely impossible. And yes, sometimes you're going to be in such a tough situation, or you're going to be so depressed, or you're going to be so confused and uncertain about what to do that you will cry. And in those moments, you will want to quit. But what you do is you go on and you push through anyways. You just do it anyways. You use your vision to carry you through those toughest times. You use these principles that I talked about to carry you through the toughest times. You remind yourself of these principles. You remind yourself of this vision, of why you're doing it. Because you want a passionate life where you're connected to life, unlike everybody else. And you know that the alternative is being like everybody else. And that's an unacceptable alternative to you. You would rather die than have that alternative. For you, what you do is you take the survival that an animal out in the wild experiences every single day, that life and death survival that a lion or antelope experiences when they're hunting or being hunted. And you connect that with living a passionate existence. For you to survive is to be living a passionate existence. You connect those together so that your life is not about just making it through the day or just eating some food, but it's about being passionate. It's about being conscious. For you, that's like your oxygen. You need that to breathe. And without that, you don't want to live. And you make that decision. To make a decision in life is to exclude every other alternative possible. So make that decision for yourself. Make it consciously. Don't just make it because I'm telling you about it. Sit down and contemplate the things I'm telling you so that your mind, it clicks, it registers like, oh yeah, what Leo is saying actually makes sense. And because it does make sense, this is a strategy that I will commit to. Not because he says it, not because I believe him, because it makes sense for me and because I can clearly see what the alternative to it is. And then you can carry on through the tough times. When you're in your toughest moments on the path, remember that you can always double down. Double down even more on walking the path. When you feel like quitting, when you feel depressed, when you feel angry, when you feel frustrated, when you feel confused, double down even more. To double down means to say, I don't fucking have a clue how I'm going to make this work. But I'm doubling down anyways. Because I trust in these principles. I trust in my deepest intuitions that I want a passionate life. And that's not something I'm willing to compromise on. It's not like, oh yeah, I'll have a passionate life if things go my way, if other people let me, if it happens to fall in my lap. No. I'm committed to a passionate life no matter what. That's my number one priority. And when things aren't working, that means I got to work harder. So I'm doubling down. And I'm excited to double down, to work even harder. I'm willing to work hard for what I ultimately want because I know it will be worth it. And so you double down, you become even more serious about your principles. You pull out your principles, you read them, you console yourself, and then you get back in the game. The paradox of this whole thing and of life is that life is a totally pointless game. And yet, it must be played with dead seriousness. You must play the game as if your entire life hinges on it, and yet simultaneously, you must be conscious that it doesn't matter at all what the outcome is. But what does matter is that you're playing the game with seriousness. And yet at the same time, you can joke about it. And you know that it doesn't matter at all. That's the paradox of living the good life. Stop looking for shortcuts. Stop looking for other people to help you. Stop asking other people for answers to your problems. Stop asking people to tell you what you want. Take ownership for all of that. And then, of course, you still read and you still learn from other people and you still study perspectives and you still can listen to and get advice from people. But you do not outsource the executive decision-making for your entire life. That you cherish and you relish that the most, and you take complete ownership for that. And then you just go to work. And that's that. That's all there is to it. And when you're feeling stuck, you console yourself, and you pick yourself back up, and you keep doing the work, trusting in the principles. And then eventually what will happen is that you will come out with such an extraordinary life that you yourself will not be able to believe it. It'll be too good to believe. It'll be too good to communicate to anybody else. And it'll be good that you went through those lonely times all by yourself, because you know what? You're going to feel a little bit lonely in the end. With this amazing life, your life is going to be so amazing, you're not going to have anyone else in the world really to share the amazement with, because the only other people that will know how amazing life can be is those people who have been like you. And those people are so rare and so few and far between that you'll bump into them occasionally and you'll be able to have a mutual recognition of each other and the passion that both of you have. But that will be a rare thing. Most people you interact with will not know about that. And so you will have to be comfortable living all by yourself, knowing that you are sitting on an infinite gold mine of magic and beauty and truth and love and passion. Infinite intelligence is at your fingertips to be accessed all the time. Reality is the most amazing thing ever. And you will know that, but almost nobody else will. And that will be both extremely satisfying and also a bit melancholy and sad, because your deepest desire will be to share that with the world, to help people access this infinite gold mine that you have fortunately been able to access somehow for yourself. and you will know how challenging it was, and you will be able to appreciate why almost nobody does it. Because it's not easy work. You will remember all those difficult, difficult times when you were just this close to quitting. You will remember that and you will say, ah, yeah, of course. Of course, now I understand. I have compassion for all these people who are not able to make it work. I know all their sticking points. I know all their traps. I know all their deepest fears and insecurities, all their inner demons, because I've had to fight and slay my own. And I can help them in my own unique way. Now I can help them to figure out for themselves. And we can move all of humanity forward towards ultimately getting as many people as possible to tap into this infinite gold mine, which is there, which is unlimited, which cannot be exhausted, which can be tapped by every single human being without encroaching on anybody else. Life is a non-zero-sum game, which means that everybody can tap into the infinite for themselves. Everyone's life can be passionate and magical. It's not a finite resource. It's not like there's only so much passion, so much magic to go around. No, it's infinite. It's infinite. It's an infinite gold mine just sitting right under your feet. And the thing that will shock you the most is not that the gold mine is somewhere out there, somewhere beyond the stars, somewhere on top of a mountain, in some other country or in some other place or anywhere or in some other person. That it was inside of you the whole time. It was right here. It's right here, right now. But that will require you going through the entire path and ultimately coming full circle. That's it. I'm done here. Please click the like button for me and come check out actualize.org. See all the stuff that I have for you there. I have my book list, my life purpose course. I have the forum, which is getting pretty fired up these days. The forum is getting better and better all the time. And my blog. I'm posting a lot of stuff on my blog, including exclusive videos. I'm doing now more like vlog-style informal videos, which have some of my most profound insights, actually. But I consider them more minor insights, so I just post them on the blog. So check that out. And stay tuned with me for actualize.org for more content in the future. And especially, if you're resonating with what I talked about here, make sure you check out my life purpose course. Because that course outlines in extreme detail this entire process. We've only scratched the surface of this process. The course fills in all the details, holds you by the hand, shows you how to put all these things into place in your life. The most important thing it shows you is it shows you how to reconnect with your deepest passions, how to unearth that inside yourself, how to find your top strengths, your top values, and then ground your entire life in that. And every week now, I get testimonials from people who have taken the course. Probably over 2,000 people at this point have taken the course. I get testimonials from them saying how the course has changed their life, has changed their trajectory. A lot of young people who are in that area where they're like in high school, late high school, early college, trying to figure out their career, benefit a lot from the course because they have no idea really what they're going into, for example, when they're going to college, and they usually pick majors that aren't really right for them because they haven't really thought it through. They don't know how to think it through. They don't have enough life experience to think that stuff through, which is precisely why I made the course. I made the course because I had to struggle for about 10 years to figure that stuff out for myself, find my own life purpose. And that's what I'm using to fuel actualize.org. What do you think actualize.org is? It's fueled entirely by my life purpose. It could not exist otherwise. The amount of work and passion that has to go into what I'm doing here could not happen otherwise. But if I was really, really clear about the kind of impact that I want to have in the world and what my deepest, deepest passion is, it's not just about being passionate. It's about finding your deepest passion. And that's a bit of a process. And that's what I guide you through in the course. So check that out and stay tuned, of course, as always, for more.